The goal of the 15-member peace delegation was to promote dialogue between Americans and Iranians at a time when the two governments are speaking in increasingly belligerent tones about Iran's nuclear weapons plans. Bonnie Block of Madison says in meetings her delegation had with both civic and religious groups, Iranians said their nuclear program was for energy purposes only, but they defended their right to develop weapons while claiming they would never use them.
Because Mohammed said you can't poison the wells even in war, and they see nuclear weapons as akin to that. But then others would say, well, you know, why can't we have nuclear weapons when we are surrounded by Israel, India, and Pakistan, which have nuclear weapons, and the U.S. is not saying anything to them?
Block says even though Iranian leaders refer to America as the Great Satan, she found Iranians on the streets open and welcoming.
We would be stopped on the street by Iranians who wanted to practice their English. And, you know, the first question was, hello, where are you from? And we would say, from the United States or America. And they would say, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. They were very clear that it was our governments that were the problem.
An Iranian-born political science professor at UW-Superior says he's encouraged by this people-to-people effort between Iran and the U.S. Khalil Dukanchi says most Americans still view Iranians through the lens of the Iran hostage crisis that took place 25 years ago.
The whole episode of hostage crisis emerged as a Iranian versus American, where it has nothing to do with American people, it had everything to do with American government. Unfortunately, because of the so-called war on terrorism, a lot of people are afraid of going to Iran, but I think Iran probably is one of the safest places, especially for Americans.
European negotiators this week continue to pressure Iran to roll back its nuclear energy program, and the Israeli government has threatened to bomb Iran's nuclear enrichment sites if the issue is not resolved before the end of March. The Fellowship of Reconciliation that sponsored this month's peace delegation to Iran plans another one in April. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.